This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and it is time for the West Holmes School Report. And this week I am speaking with West Holmes Middle School Assistant Principal Nick Fiorito, and welcome to the School Report.
Thank you for having me.
And so it is an exciting time at the middle school. You guys have a lot of students who are getting ready to take adventures out into other places besides being at the school building.
Yes, our eighth graders are going to be going to Washington, D.C. April 23rd through the 25th, and our sixth graders will be at Outdoor Ed Camp that same time. So it's going to be a fun time. Our sixth graders will be outdoors doing a bunch of fun activities like shelter building, fire building, zip lining, high ropes. A lot of outside education going on right there, which will be fun. And then our eighth graders will be taking in the monuments and the sites at D.C., and that's genuinely a pretty fun and educational trip as well.
Now, they don't go to D.C. every year. They've done different locations. They're just doing D.C. this year, correct?
We do D.C. every year. We did pause one year and went to Philadelphia,
okay.
But every year we usually take the eighth graders to D.C.
Awesome. And it's a great opportunity to really take in a lot of what goes on in the country while you're there.
Mm-hmm. And it's exciting because some of our kids don't necessarily make it too far out of Holmes County or out of Ohio sometimes. So going, being able to go to outdoor education and the D.C. trip is a fun time when we can take kids. We appreciate the support from the community because we have generous people that make donations to help send kids to D.C. or outdoor ed, and we appreciate that as well.
That's definitely something to be thankful for because it's not a cheap trip to get all those kids there.
No, and if you have multiple kids, trips can add up pretty quickly. So it's very helpful, and we appreciate the generosity of our community.
And something else really cool that's coming up this week is the Fine Arts Festival, which will place everybody back at home here.
Yes, so April 11th from 5 to 7 at the West Holmes High School, we have our Fine Arts Festival. That'll be K-12, so not just plugging middle school here, but that'll be kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. They're going to have art shows, all the different artworks from students throughout the district, live music performances from our middle school and high school band and choir and elementary music classes. They're going to have free crafts for kids to do, and there's also going to be food trucks available. So it's going to be a busy, fun couple hours Friday night at Fine Arts Festival. So come on out and support your students and just take in the sights.
And that's a great way to really celebrate the hard work and efforts that these kids put in. And it kind of makes it easier for parents. They have kids in multiple schools because they don't have to try to figure out how to get to multiple buildings. It's all right there.
That sure does make things nice. In a world where we're driving one way and the other, when we can have a program all combined like this, it does make things a lot better.
And these kids have been working hard, and it's always great to give them appreciation because you hear about sports all the time, but the art kids, the band kids, the choir kids, they work just as hard at what they're doing.
Absolutely. I think it's important that they get just as equal recognition as our sports teams do because ultimately kids have different interests, and we need to foster every single one of those interests.
And some other kids that are getting a lot more notice recently are your robotics team. They're doing fabulously.
Yes, Brooke Fox has done a great job developing this program, and it's starting to show. We had three teams make it to state this year, and the Hardy Boys, which consisted of Joey Camacho, Jet Justice, Rorick Taggart, Keith Castor, and Nolan Brown. And then we had the Girly Pops, Colton House, Clint Burgett, Una Holosek, Trent Deitinger and Kobe Fair, and then the Nighthawks, Cole Troyer, Derek and Devin Troyer, Asher Anderson, Reese Wengard, and Grayson Uhl. And it was really exciting because the Girly Pops and Nighthawks finished in the top 20 at state, so they were very close to getting to Worlds this year, which would have been a fun trip to Texas. And the cool thing about the state one is it was at Wright-Patterson Air Force there, so they're doing all their competition around all the airplanes and everything like that, so that was a pretty awesome experience for them.
That does. That sounds really, like, that really sets a whole new ambiance for the competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of cool. I didn't get to get down there, but they streamlined it, and we were able to watch there and just seeing the backdrops and seeing the kids having a good time. And you know, learning doesn't just take place in the classroom. It takes place outside of the classroom, like on our DC trip or outdoor ed camp or a robotics tournament.
And robotics is something that is going to be incredibly useful for these kids as they move forward into jobs and things like that.
Yes, it seems like every day you're hearing of new jobs that technology's creating. So it's amazing what some of these kids know. They're the IT people of our district. If we have problems, we go to them a lot of times. So they do a great job, and it's interesting to see all the different types of jobs that are being created with technology.
And this robotics team, they're, you know, using their brains, but it sounds like by their names, they're also being super creative, too, in how they approach their craft.
And one thing that Brooke Fox has done recently, she's included some really mechanically minded kids into this, and it has really benefited the program. And so it may not just be your advanced grade level kids, but we have some kids that are great at tinkering, great at mechanical thinking, and it's really paid off. So that's been really, really a fun thing to mesh together.
That sounds like a great combination, actually.
Yes.
All right. Is there anything else that's going on at the middle school there at West Holmes?
I believe that's it. Other than that, we're getting ready to start state testing, which that's never really an exciting time for the kids, but I think they're prepared, and hopefully we see some good test results this year.
Well, good luck to all of those students taking the state test this year, and thank you so much for chatting with me today about what's going on at the middle school.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
That was the assistant principal for West Holmes Middle School, Nick Fiorito. And for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.